I believe in figuring out my own way to do things.
I believe in the power of numbers.
I believe in barbecue.
Well, I believe in friendliness.
I believe in mankind.
This I believe.
We invite everyone to write for our series, This I Believe. And today's essay comes from Lena Winkler of Worthington, Ohio. She is a third-year medical student with five young children. Here's our series curator, independent producer, Jay Allison.
Many people send us essays about holding on to a belief during times of hardship, times when even the belief itself can be damaged and needs to be restored. That's what Lena Winkler is doing, with help from her children and plenty of sugar. Here she is with her essay for This I Believe.
I believe in the power of tradition. I'm a mother of five children, ages 4 to 10, and I'm in my third year of medical school. I'm also going through a divorce. The details of the divorce, who's right, who's wrong, are not important, because like all divorces, everyone gets hurt. I will be relying on traditions to pull us through this intact. Last year, I earned medical school credit working with a nonprofit healthcare organization for women and children in the Republic of Georgia. Georgia, formerly a Soviet country, reminds me of my family, collapsed and worried, but bright with personality, strength, and hope. When I finished my work there, I brought home the traditional dolls, daggers, and wine, but I also brought home Tikbili Padaskevi, Sweet Friday. It was a tradition of our Georgian office where every Friday at 3 p.m., work would stop for a blissful half hour while we convened in the basement kitchen to feast on cake, gorgeous, fluffy delights of cream and sugar. The cook, drivers, doctors, office staff, and bosses would gather to connect and relax. Then, slightly lightheaded and sometimes even a little nauseous from overdoing it, we would return to our offices to wrap up business before the weekend. My five children and I have instituted this indulgence among our neighborhood friends ever since. Sometimes we bake the night before. Huge, lopsided layer cakes, odd-sized cookies, or sloppy attempts at parfaits. Sometimes if medical school obligations overwhelm me, I whirl through the grocery store as I race home, grabbing cookies, bright paper plates, and napkins. It's not just the extravagant sweetness of the afternoon, or the regularity of the occasion that qualifies this as a tradition. It's the attention to detail and the anticipation. Always a tablecloth, maybe not ironed, and always a centerpiece. Pine boughs, a pumpkin, or some flowers from the garden. My children and I fantasize about the event all week long. And then, walking home from school on Fridays, we round up everyone we pass. We're having cake today. Come by. There's coffee and milk, too. Mothers and children linger in the yard on nice warm days, abandoned backpacks and jackets strewn across the grass. In the winter, children squeeze two to a chair around our big kitchen table, and the mothers cram into the living room. Sweet Friday is now a part of our uncertain and frightening divorce-dominated life. I feel a responsibility to keep up with small traditions like Sweet Friday and not slip into dread or self-pity. I believe that by stubbornly maintaining this weekly tradition, my kids and I are creating a ritual to carry us into the future. Already, we reminisce about past Sweet Fridays and daydream about the one coming up.
Lena Winkler with her essay for This, I Believe. In the recording studio where Winkler read, her five children sat on the other side of the glass listening. It was Friday, and they were on their way to get candy and cakes to bring back to the neighbors. To see the more than 20,000 essays that have been sent to our series, or to submit one of your own, visit npr.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday on Morning Edition, a This I Believe essay from Wayne Coyne, lead singer of the rock group The Flaming Lips.
Support for This I Believe comes from Capella University.